Five Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
And welcome to Rad Rolls this evening, this wonderful evening, morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening here. Our crew has managed to defeat a number of different jackals and has also really pissed off a bunch of squirrels, so much that the squirrels maybe have tried to kill them. During this battle, they managed to kill the king of the jackals, a Deathclaw-type enemy. Not a full Deathclaw, if I remember correctly, not 100% a Deathclaw. After that battle, a tornado descended upon the land, and our crew escaped to the nearest settlement that they could to avert the danger of the turbulent windstorm that was sweeping across the land. And our crew has ended up in the home, as Flaming Awesome Badass has mentioned on his maps. This is his home. It's kind of, you can see the lights from the distance in these, in this like kind of plains area. Think like a Burning Man situation. You come upon these tents, these lights, and you see that in the distance there's a few different things like sprouting out above. You see this like kind of like pinkish mountain that's kind of sitting at the highest point. You see a almost like a Ferris wheel type object that's rolling around gently. There's a bunch of these big circus tents, and in front of it all it's a giant old clown robot that is waving its finger, pointing back and forth to the location of this Clown Town. That's not the official name. I just really wanted to say Clown Town and get it in there. You all approach the front of this area, and it's pretty quiet. And nothing really is happening. You see a number of different tents, a number of different carts that are kind of like, it seems like where people live, these like little circus carts. There is like this circular cage in the back that's kind of like a ball. You see this like weird circular structure that kind of is like, looks like it could dip back and forth. A number of different like chocolate themed attractions as well. Very odd stuff, but the map is in front of you. You all and your mission, and what you're trying to do is, let's think about what's the most important thing, and it's the fact that you have a nuclear bomb strapped around your neck. That's probably mission one of what you all are trying to, I guess, accomplish, is figure out, you know what this is, why is it here, and how do you get it off? How do you kind of escape this weird whirlwind you all have been put into, and what is this land that you're in all about? So I will leave the floor to you all to make a decision, do some character work, the best character work you could possibly do.
So when last we left our heroes, we were fleeing from a tornado.
Yes.
And in the process of fleeing, we have arrived in Hershey's Clown Town, basically. Or Mars M&M Clown Town. Or
yeah. So it's a town. There's a big clown. Clown Town.
Clown Town.
Halls. Name your chocolatier of choice. Godiva.
Yeah. Clown Town.
I don't know.
Hey, we're open for sponsorships. I mean, whatever we want to.
We are. Halls.
Get on
Hershey's, M&M Mars. Yeah, any of those.
The Magic Spoon Dandy Chocolate Boy Clown Town.
Okay, so we see a big clown robot on a scale of Punchy to Liberty Prime.
Yeah, right.
Liberty Where fucking Prime.
So this is a large clown robot.
Yes, this is, you could see it in the distance. Like, you know, when you drive, this is like for, if you drive to St. Louis, like you can see the arches before you see anything else. Like,
okay, so this is like, this is a, used as a reference point for directions for yes. miles around. Like,
yes,
you know, keep Mr. Clown Town to your right and go, you know, 400 meters. I don't know. Okay.
There's a reason it puts the clown in town, I would say.
Mm. Or it might put the town in clown. I don't know. Like, it's pretty large, robust. And then just to further set the scene, it does seem as though these are chocolate-adjacent attractions that...
Yeah, yes, yes.
Okay, kind of like a Hershey, Pennsylvania-type deal. Like, they're really leaning into the fact that
chocolate world. Exists. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it reminds me, in fact, in let me just set the scene even more. In band camp, when you were a freshman, you not only did you have to, like, do the initiation and get, like, push-ups and, you know, do all that stuff. One of my friends, he had to get a nickname. His nickname was Chocolate Ass Clown. And so...
Kids are so creative.
I like that.
So creative.
Is it after the three things he had to eat to, like, pass through initiation, or...
Well, I don't know if he had to eat a clown, but I bet if he did, they would taste funny.
I bet they would.
But,
it's a little squeaky. All right,
my personal comedy is over. Now I will channel the rest of my comedy into these characters.
All right, cool. See, we're setting the tone. You like that? We're getting you, we're setting the tone. Okay.
So is the storm still visible, just not near us, or is it on its way?
I would say it's not on its way, but like in the distance, like you could see thunder. Like you can see like the thundercloud. Like, you know, like in a lowland area, like you'd be able to see, you know, a storm a few towns over, like just kind of like looming, but not. It's
Punchy, you want to know what happened? The tornado came close to this area and saw this big clown and said, "Fuck that."
Yeah, I really, that's like the god of the robot clowns up there. I don't want to really see
the tornado hates clowns. That's just
yeah.
By the way,
this is a very unnatural spice.
I have to add something. I have to, because even though Hazel doesn't have a problem with clowns, I, Heather, May, the player, have a little bit of an issue with clowns, and the scariest clown ever is actually in The Wizard of Oz, called the China Joker. And he's like a giant porcelain clown that is the exact same colors as your drawing, only all the china has all these cracks all over it. And it's a nightmare fuel. So thank you so much for...
May's having problems tonight.
Mr. Joker is now going to haunt my dreams tonight. Thank you.
Okay, but other than that, in addition to it looking like a permanent placement, it also has like this carny vibe to it.
Yes, it definitely has like carny. Like, there's electricity here. There are lights. It looks like it is an active carnival that looks fairly quiet, right? Like a carnival in the off hours, like at midnight, like once, you know, they clear out the kids at 11 p.m. This looks like that.
And when the heavier drinking starts, not to be confused with the heavy drinking that starts about 7, 8 in the morning, this is class drinking. Two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the carnies,
as opposed to the wake up drinking?
Are the carnies walking around? Can we see the carnies?
I mean, you can, like, you know, if you're standing at the clown robot is kind of like right in front of it. Like, it is the, you know, think of like, you know, Frodo when, at the end of that one movie book, he sees those big statues and he's like, oh shit. About to go to the real place, and you know he's like, "I'll Sam, get on the boat." That's the kind of like vibe that I'm getting from Big Clown.
Oh damn! I think that's one of the Lord of the Rings right there.
That's one of the lords. Two of the lords are right here.
You guys have found them.
Okay, May is digging the carny vibe, though. This is like, she grew up around essentially carny, so she's digging the carny vibe, at least.
So, question,
is this one of the gods of old America that they worshipped?
That was going to be my question. Punchy, being from pre-war, Am I aware that this did this exist pre-war? It, would Punchy have been aware of this, you know, circus with a giant robot clown, or is it?
Do perception plus science check for difficulty 2.
Perception.
And remember to spake your results. Me.
Yes. Okay, let's pop over. Scroll. I got a 4 and a 12, one success.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you kind of half. You remember that, yes, this something like this existed pre-war. You don't remember the specific details, but like you remember back in your life of ill repute that it existed. That it was one of those weird Midwest things, like giant ball of yarn, giant clown, you know.
Yeah, like so. Hold on, sorry, dog barking. Punchy's gonna explain. Yeah, like we used to like build really big things. Like clowns, giant killer robots, giant killer robot clowns. We were a proper country. We just built bigger. You know, I'm pretty sure this is this was around during my time. I'm sure.
Why?
Oh, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Because we could, like that mountain and that guy, the guy in the mountain, because it was there. That's because we could. That's why.
But you also blew all this up.
Oh yeah. Like we just blew it all to hell. Maybe we built too many big things, and we're like, hey, let's start over.
Yay.
Yeah.
So I'm great.
Here we are, choices. Starting over.
I've never heard that way. Interesting.
I'd like to ask the GM a question as far as my particular. A denomination of the Children of Adam. These trailers kind of feel like maybe like sort of housing, like just maybe way more colorful. Is that like I would kind of recognize these as like potential houses, like they're on wheels. Yeah. I've been pretty cloistered, but I can probably recognize that like these are houses. Yeah. They're houses on wheels. Okay. So it's reasonable to think, and if they look like this much care has been taken, like do they look like they've been painted, decorated?
Yeah, like they look like they've been painted. I mean, they don't look freshly painted or anything like that, you know, wasteland and all, but yes.
Right, but like there's some intention behind how they've been decorated.
Yes.
Okay, so Abel has every reason to believe that these are probably occupied at this point. Like, it's this just kind of, it's very more, much more colorful than Abel's probably used to back in his old home. But this just kind of has the same vibe as like a village of some sort.
We know at least one of them might be unoccupied, considering its previous tenant is dead.
Well, he may have cohabitated.
Well,
okay, that sounded stupid coming out of my mouth, because that sort of assumes that somebody would want to habitate with him, but it may have been like out of necessity. Like, maybe his mother.
We could go tell his mother that, you know, you guys murdered him.
We could. Let's just not tell any mothers anything.
I am a fan of that particular plan. Let's get a lay of this particular land, shall we, before we do anything else. I would like to know exactly what we're dealing with before we start telling people that other people are dead.
We want to start investigating?
Well, it's a carnival. Maybe we should act like we're looking to participate in some carnival-like activities.
Yeah, I'm just...
Like eating meat?
Robot brain... Taking my pet jackal for a walk. I'm a totally normal guy just checking out the circus. Maybe they'll do some knife throwing. Maybe I'll play a carnival game and knock over some milk bottles. I'm just a normal guy.
Hey.
Just so I'm on the same page, carnival is a thing that eats meat, right?
Cannibals
eat meat.
Well, carne is actually the Latin root of the word. I think it's a way of a fancy way of saying they serve meat on sticks.
No, I thought like the clowns were cannibals. Like all clowns were cannibals.
But that cannibals are like when you eat like humans, but like
right.
Like yes. the death claw though, it was a carnival because it ate meat.
It's a
that's carnivore.
Vore.
It means
meat and meat. Like I said, I think carnival means to eat meat on sticks. I mean, which I guess you could technically be a carnival carnivore, but maybe we should basically don't eat anything until we have a chance to check it.
That's good advice.
Yes. Considering we were almost eaten by sunflowers earlier, I don't know. It feels like it's skirting a rule. But if there's popcorn here, we should definitely eat it. Have you guys ever had popcorn?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, you're welcome anytime.
Had corn.
Definitely have had corn, yeah. But
Yes.
Well, popcorn is nice because it's a corn that it's like too hard and small to actually eat.
That sounds terrible.
And then you take it and you put it like in something that you can heat it up almost to the point that it burns. And then instead of burning, it turns into a light, fluffy cloud of deliciousness, almost out of spite. It's interesting.
I feel like Hazel, that as I know
that just what you're like,
talking about.
I that know sounds like radiated corn with extra steps. That was
the weirdest way to describe it. Like, well, you can eat it. It's crunchy, like you know, like potato snacks you might find pre-war. Like imagine those, but they're like
potatoes.
Smaller. Yeah, but like
a small potato.
I don't understand what this has to do with.
But the we called it clowns. Popcorn, not popcorn. Like potato.
Why did they have?
Right. Well, it's if you guys have ever eaten like sugar bombs right out of the box, it's like sugar bombs without the sugar.
Yeah,
it's like
don't
sugar eat bombs. You make yourself.
Bombs sound pretty. I mean, I've eaten a lot of stuff, but I've yet to eat a bomb.
Never had sugar bombs.
We can bookmark that for later. We'll put that on your bucket list.
To yeah, eat a this bomb, kid
some sugar bombs. Everybody eats sugar bombs.
Sugar bombs. Sugar bombs were—they're really good for starting fires.
No, that's true. I don't really. Like that's like sugar
Frankie.
Bombs.
Frankie's really good at starting fires.
I can make a fire with sugar bombs. I have made fire with sugar bombs.
You didn't need a sugar bomb when you started the fire in the classroom.
I'm not saying I need one, but I can make a fire out of a lot of things.
Frankie, it sounds like sugar bomb would be a pretty insulting nickname.
Well, I think it sounds like a good nickname. Frankie, can I call you Sugar Bombs? Frankie, no. Sugar Bombs, whatever your last name is. Do you have a last name? Do people have last names now?
Yes. I have a last name.
Do you not have a last name?
I have a last name, but I also am from a time where we built giant robot clowns, not just like find them in the middle of the cornfields.
Well, did your giant robot clowns have a last name?
No.
Okay, well then, why does it have anything to do with finding popcorn or sugar bomb? All right, we're kind of getting lost. It's a
pre-war thing. Last names are pre-war. I don't know if you guys even need last names anymore.
I just kind of like the venting after running from the tornado. The adrenaline's dumping.
I kind of do want to just find a shady spot to sit down and have something to drink where our lives aren't in incredible peril immediately. So
I wonder if anyone here wants to kill us. Like everywhere we've gone, somebody's tried to kill us.
That was one of the most exhilarating things we have done since traveling together. Peril? Oh. We were in total control that entire time.
I'm really glad you enjoyed yourself. It's not exactly my cup of
Please. How can you have just gone through such an exhilarating experience and call it peril?
Honestly, I am very glad
you guys had fun, right?
Killing those jackals? I got struck by lightning. That part wasn't fun.
Yeah,
that was not fun.
You didn't have fun.
I've almost died multiple times today.
So So, GM, after all this conversation, have we attracted any attention at all?
No,
like, has anyone come to investigate? Or
surprisingly, you're not the weirdest thing here. There's much weirder things going on here. It's a town that's just functioning, and there's no greeting. There's no greeting squad outside of the giant clown robot. That's the greeter.
Are there any signs of life whatsoever that we've been able to detect? I mean,
you can tell that lights are in certain places. People have been like milling in and out of these tents.
There actually are folks.
Yes, but not like,
okay.
It's not like Bell going through, bonjour, bonjour, hello.
Okay.
Here comes the baker with the bop. You know, it's not like we're going through the middle of the town.
Must be more than this provincial life. Like that.
Yes.
We're not.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not like here's the like 1 million peasants in this little French town. No, this is like, there's people here, but they're living their lives.
Okay. What is the closest, what I would call public building? Because, like, I can ID, like, the wagons. Those look like private domiciles. So
the wagons are all private, so anything that has a name on it, I would say, looks like a public place. So if you look at your map, there's a few different locations. There is the pyro tent. Of course, Big Clown Robot, the battle zone, the gun zone, the seer, the ring tent, the armor zone, tryhards, the enchanters, the nest. And I forgot to write a name down to the Pink Mountain, but there's the Pink Mountain.
I think
I propose we go celebrate somewhere or sulk if you're worried about, I don't know, how traumatic that amazing experience was. But we should go celebrate.
Right. I say we go to the gun zone.
Who likes guns? All right. Okay.
Okay. Well, I thought we were going to go to the pyro tent and scope out the situation that is left behind by our recently departed.
You don't think he owned an entire big top tent, do you?
Well, hold on.
I think it would still be
worth going, because Punchy, maybe we could get your flamethrower fixed.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. We could go check out the fire tent first.
The tent looks cool.
It is a very nice looking tent.
And Punchy, I know, yeah. I asked the guy out on a date right before I initiated combat with him and we killed him flat dead. But if you refer to me as his ex-girlfriend, I'm going to take your tent treads off and leave you.
I would never refer to you as his ex-girlfriend. I might refer to you as his former Gumar.
Anybody have a screwdriver? Oh, okay, fine. All right. Well, we might as
side
well.
Side chick.
What exactly is a side chick? I've heard that referred to.
It's like, okay, you got your primary, and then you've got your side chick. So like your primary, it's not
like chicken on the side of like a meal involving like
your primary is like
that doesn't mean you're not going to stop eating hamburgers. Does that make sense?
So I'm like a dessert.
You're like a hamburger. Like,
Dessert hamburger. Sure. Okay.
Wow, Punchy. You have so much knowledge about life.
I know a great deal about a lot of things.
Wow. Yeah, you should definitely write a book. I can help you with that. I think we might need an extra translator for some of the stuff you come up with, but I'm willing to give it a try in the name of... Mm. In the name of knowledge.
You could make a movie for a movie.
Okay, you weren't with us the last time we ran into a movie crew. Let me just say, zombies and a giant pyramid in a swamp. I'm kind of not game for making any movies after that.
That sounds like a heck of a motion picture, Hazel.
It probably would have been if we hadn't killed everyone on Stone.
I can't believe you guys killed them too. I mean, they were such great neighbors.
Well, they were until they tried to eat us.
Well,
speaking of cannibals, I don't know. Is it cannibals if ghouls try to eat you? Because they did used to be human, but they're not anymore. I don't know. That's a moral quandary right there.
So as you all are discussing this, you enter the pyro tent. Inside this tent is a circular arena. On the outside, there are kind of four layers of steel benches that you could sit on. You're entering on this dirt pathway that opens up into the center of the dirt ring. In the center of the dirt ring, there's about four people that are dressed in kind of like coveralls that are silvery. They cover their hands and their feet, and they almost have like little bandit masks up around their like mouth and nose. And they all have mohawks. You realize that they are laughing hysterically because what they are doing is in the middle of the ring, there is a chair. When they sit on this chair, a wall of fire erupts from underneath it, and it looks like that they are burned alive. But they are taking turns, so they are not burned alive. They, in fact, get up and they're fine. And then the next one gets on the chair, and everyone laughs as the these people are taking turns, essentially sitting in a chair that catches them on fire.
Is there an audience watching this, or is it just these silver folks?
Nope, no audience. No audience whatsoever. This seems like what they're doing for fun in their off hours.
Oh, this is okay. This is, I've seen some weird stuff. This is pretty high on the list.
We used to do something similar to this where I lived, but it wasn't fire. It was just radioactive waste.
Yeah, that.
And we would have the Geiger counters, and we would see how fast we could make them click.
Wow.
Well,
one of them spots the group and runs over up to you all and says,
"Hey, how y'all? How y'all doing? It's good to see y'all. Let me tell you, the show's over right now. But if you want to see me set little Billy Jim on fire, I can do that real quick. I can get right in there and just light him right up his asshole and burn him all to a crisp, almost like stick a fork in him. You know what I mean?"
No, we're fine.
Why does it always the asshole with you people?
I'm not an ass. I mean, I'm not an asshole.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not calling you that. But like, you literally just want to stick fire up someone. Like, you light them on the outside.
That's a you really can see funny it that way. Come on. Like, I mean, that's like the funniest thing you could do is if you know shoot fire up somebody's asshole. You know what I mean?
But then you can't see it.
Well, I mean, he's kind of thinking to himself. He's like,
well, I guess if your hair's on fire, that would be pretty funny, too. So why don't we, I'll tell you what, we're going to get the chair out and we're going to get the shower in here. And then I'll go set Billy Jim on fire with the shower head. And then his hair is going to be on fire. It's going to be the most hilarious thing in the world.
Okay.
Yeah. So he runs back there and he takes the chair and moves it out and then clanks a little bell. And more of these people in these silvery suits come out there. He wheels out the shower. It looks like a kind of like a shower head that's been stood up, and he connects it up to a propane tank and kind of like wraps the cord around it, turns it on, and gets like a little like Bunsen burner clicker, turns on the shower head and clicks it, and the fire is spraying right there. And he's like, "All right, boys, it's hair washing time. Let's get in there and let's get these mohawks nice and fresh." And one by one, each of them starts sticking their head into the flaming fire.
This is a interesting take on Flashdance.
Well, honestly,
a lot to unpack here.
I don't know what I really expected. It wasn't this. And I feel like I've seen enough. So I'm going to wait outside. You guys can watch them kill each other if you really want to. I don't know. No, it's not for me.
No, I'm okay. I think I'm good too. I'll go with you.
Well, I mean, this has to be building to something, right? Like,
I think Abel's just going to be watching slack-jawed. Like, there's got to be a point to this, right? There's got to be a punchline. Like, where does this end?
If there's any
I hope there is. Let us know if there is. Kind of smells like burning flesh in here already. So,
yeah.
One of them kind of runs up to you and is like, "All right, guys, you want to turn? I want to get in here, get some of this."
No.
Oh, it's fine. Are you all? Yeah. You all are scared, right? You're scared of putting your head through the fire. It's no big deal. It's not.
I prefer my burns to be on an atomic level.
Well, that's a very interesting take on things. I hadn't really considered burning yourself on an atomic level.
Well, do you have a moment?
I'd have to talk to the boss lady about all this. I mean, she'd be interested in a new kind of burning technology. I mean, that's like a whole thing way off in the distance. You know what I mean?
It's certainly newer than fire, but I think you're probably familiar with it.
Okay. But you can do this. You can get out there and burn them all up, right?
I can.
Well, I mean,
have you ever punched somebody so hard they turned into radioactive goo?
No, but that sounds really good. What would happen if you punched him in the asshole, though?
I mean, I guess it would start from the back instead of the front. Either that, or I guess there's like the potential to miss, right? Because it's so probably what I would do is like start with a little knuckle, right? So that you can get right. I don't know. I hadn't really thought of it. I just kind of punch what's available to me, and typically it's not their asshole.
He turns to the group and says, "Hey, you guys, is anybody going to get punched in the asshole by a man that says he can burn you funny?" people are kind of like looking around weirdly, and he turns back to you and he's like, "So normally we don't let other people, you know, play with fire, as you would say, unless you're you know, fellow retardant. You know what I mean?"
I'm sorry, what?
A retardant. We're all retardants.
Oh. Well, I'll leave you to it. And,
we got memberships. You can become, you can get all gussied up.
I'm good. I mean, if it just means wearing silver and shoving fire at people's assholes, then,
have you ever gotten burned before, my man?
Yes.
Like even emotionally?
Yes.
Don't you just want to sit around and just like burn your friends up and laugh for like all day and then just make a lot of money doing that?
Friends, it's like,
it's fine.
Why would I take it out on my friends when it would be so much better to take it out on someone I hate?
Well, that requires work. Then you're trying to kill each other. We're not trying to kill each other. We're just trying to set each other's assholes.
Well, it doesn't require work if you punch them hard enough.
Well, I mean, do you really want to go around? I mean, do you really want to go around killing people? Do you really want to do that?
I've been given a gift.
A gift of killing people?
Well, I mean, okay, indirectly. I've been given a gift where if a bunch of people, they burn.
Wait, I mean...
on an atomic level.
Are you a mercenary? Are you a mercenary coming in here?
No. Well, I don't get paid to punch people. It's more just
like doing it.
Much like you like... Do you get paid to set your friends on fire?
Yes.
Damn, you mean to tell me... Tell me more. You mean to tell me there's a market where I could punch someone and then that's reimbursable?
Yes. You see, we do this thing. We're down here. This is Prosperity Forge. And everybody has a little gimmick. We're the retardants. We're under the flaming hot one. And we do pyro tricks, pyrotechnical acrobatics. You got your flamers, you got your flame jets, you got your shish kebabs, you got your firecrackers, you got all, you know, the plethora of fireworks we've gotten over the years has been absolutely insane. But, I mean, we got it all. If you want to set some we're here to, like, if you can punch somebody into fire, we want you because people will pay money to see that.
Huh. But then, like, how famous are you?
I mean, here in, in the Stormlands, we are the most famous carnival for mounts.
So, like, you...
In fact, we're the only carnival. We have a giant clown robot. I don't know if you saw that, but people think that's pretty good. And then they see it, and then they come. And then they...
Gotcha.
You know, you're in kind of like a weird, like, off-hour situation. Normally, it's a...
Yeah.
It's a real bumming place.
So, do people know your name?
Yeah, I mean, people know my name. Yeah, my name's just Jim.
Yeah, that's a hard pass for me.
Jim Boy, you don't want to be known.
No.
What's your name?
Oh, I can make up the name. Oh, my name's Abel. My name's Abel, so I can make up a name.
Yeah. Make up a better name than Abel. That sounds kind of weird. I'd recommend Jimmy Dickens.
Jimmy
that's a
Dickens.
Good name. That's a good name for a man that's about to punch somebody in the fire. You know what I mean? What's the name of a man that you think punched somebody in the fire? Tell me that.
I don't know. Let's go with Mark the Flaming Hand.
Mark the Flaming Hand. All right. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
You got your name. And now you just need, you need your initiation rites at this point, and then you're ready to go.
Let me think on that. I don't know if I'm ready for like a static commitment where I stay in one place for very long.
I understand, the life of punching somebody into a living fire is, getting paid for it. That's a pretty big commitment to
sign up for that kind of business
we're doing down here. As you can
see, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make because I can't stay in one place very long right now.
Or else you're going to punch somebody in the fire. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's a family issue.
Oh, it's a family. Yeah, we see. Here's the thing. When this is your if you were to join today, this would be your new family. I mean, we're Steve's. We remember every single person, and we look out for our people here.
That's great. I don't think my old family would honor that agreement.
You can just punch them, right? Here's what we just solve our problems with fire. I mean, that's pretty much yeah. It. We're straightforward folk. We fought some with fire. If we are trying to survive, we're just going to go for the straightforward answer and let that be that. And if people get hurt or die in the way, I mean, that's fine because we're just trying to survive out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me get back to you on the
punching
assholes for money.
Take your time, but
I will.
You're gonna feel a fire in your groins.
Don't say okay. All right, better.
And fire in your loins, and then you're gonna get the call, and we'll get you right in front of the flaming hot one, and we'll have you crisp right up. In time for supper, and you'll be making cap after cap, punching assholes of little Jimmy Dickens.
All right. Well, it looks like my friends have left. Can't imagine why. I'm going to go find them, but I know where to find you. Keep up the work.
Yeah, you flame up, Bruchachigo. We're gonna keep on. I think we're gonna roll out the flaming shoes. You know what I mean? The dancing shoes that we have the flame jets on. So we're gonna be doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna be doing that. So you come back if you're feeling ready. Mark the flaming hand. I won't let anybody grab that name. Don't worry. I won't suggest that until you come back. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, thank you for your time. It was enlightening.
All good. Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to leave, and I'm not sure how I feel about that interaction just yet. Being conscripted to punch assholes into a nuclear oblivion wasn't on my bingo card tonight.
There you go.
So, Abel, did it build to anything?
Yeah. Recruitment.
You're gonna join the flaming guys and
no, leave, I think
leave our group. I mean, I see how it is.
No, I think I may have inadvertently led them on. He really seemed interested in me punching assholes, and I'm not sure how sanitary that is.
Oh, okay.
Less the said about it, the better.
So, not euphemistically speaking.
Oh no, literally.
Okay.
One of these guys would be showing their asshole region, and I would be, I mean, like presumably, I mean, I don't know if it was like, a spread, a clinch, a natch, like, I don't know what the circumstance was, but the point was that upon presentation, I would punch it so that it would explode into radioactive fire, and that people would be entertained by this exhibition, and I would make money.
You said no to that.
Okay. Now, I didn't say yes to it.
Okay. Did you consider do they know they may not be able to heal from radioactive damage like you can?
That really feels like their problem, not mine.
Fair.
I mean, I disclosed what I was able to do, and they're like, yeah, do it to me. And I'm like,
yeah, I'm getting a good feel for Fab's little family group and why he was the way he was.
They're all psychos.
Yeah. I think they must have grown up without a good, you know, mentor of some sort to keep them from being self-destructive dickheads or flaming assholes. It might be temporarily lucrative and satisfying to punch them in the assholes until they explode into radioactive fire, and then you'll be out of a job because you'll be out of assholes to punch. So probably for the best.
Miss Greenglass.
Yeah.
I don't think we will ever be out of assholes to punch.